Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, hour number two of the Hurricane Hotline. First segment was Manny Diaz Show. And joining us now as we talk University of Miami football, we'll jump to the defensive side. Joseph Gackey, Don Bailey Jr., Elijah Roberts, local player, Columbus High School, and saw some action last week. That was a hard-nosed physical game. Elijah Roberts is with us. Our first opportunity to talk with him here on the show. Elijah, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Elijah, tell us, first of all, being from Columbus, being local, what got you excited about coming to the University of Miami and being a football player here?
Yeah, it's always been a hometown team. It's always been my favorite college team. So when they offered me the first time, I committed, and I started to look up other places. I decommitted, but during my whole recruitment, I kind of knew that this was always going to be home, and it just felt like home every time I came here.
You got a good little dose of it last year, Elijah, working inside. The other day they had you outside. There was a physical game against Michigan State. Let maybe start there. Where do you think you are in your progress, and how much more of an impact are you hoping to make here on the defense the rest of the year?
That game was a very physical game, and on my progress, I think there's so much more that I still have to learn. There's so much more that I still have to get better with, just as a fundamental standpoint, just how I see things and how I read things and my get off, and a lot of things I have to work on, and hopefully as I do that, I get to help the team out on Saturdays and keep performing.
Elijah, I enjoy watching. I'm always out there. When I'm out there, I always go to the pass rush drill. And I'll tell you, Coach Simpson does one heck of a job coaching you guys up on every aspect of D-line play. Tell us about what makes him so special at it.
Well, Coach Simpson, man, I love Coach Simpson. That's probably the favorite coach I've ever played for, just because he taught me so much, and he's only been here probably like 6-7 months, and he's taught me so much. He shows you, how to look at things and how to break the game down and how to make it slower. And since he's been here, he's helped me, slow the game down. And he's been telling me on everything I have to work on constantly. And I just try to focus on those things, one time and just get better like that. But, yeah, Coach Simpson's a great coach. He's a really great coach.
Elijah, you talked a little bit a minute ago about you still have a lot to learn and picking up different things. When you came out of high school, you came to the University of Miami, four-star recruit and a dominating player in the county. Was it a big surprise to you or a jolt to your system a little bit to figure out, gee, it was easier in high school. I got a lot of things to learn here at the college level.
Yeah. That first scrimmage, I probably got that awakening. This is real. It's big boy ball now, high school, you kind of get to, throw everybody around a little bit. And now in college, everybody's not the same size as you. So now your technique comes into play a little more and stuff like that.
So I'm sure everybody is in a big hurry to see Leonard Taylor play. He's a local guy from Miami Palmetto, is highly recruited and highly ranked like you were. It takes a while. Explain that to our listeners, that You just can't walk in from high school and learn all these techniques and think that it's going to lead to immediate playing time or an immediate start.
Yeah, playing on the line especially. I said before, it's different, you know, coming in as a young D lineman, as a young offensive lineman, it's just different, you know. Everyone else is pretty much, you know, big. Everyone is, you know, mean and physical. So now it really just comes to who knows the plays the best and who knows the calls and who can coach trust on who to be out there and to just look at the signal and boom, just get down and get the call right and all that stuff like that. So, but Linda's been doing good. He's been getting a whole lot better since he got here. His technique, his fundamentals, and he's been putting in overtime. So he'll be on the field real soon. But he's been putting in a lot of overtime, learning the plays and learning his calls and stuff like that.
How about some of the local feel you have on the team? There are a bunch of guys from Dayton and Broward, guys you played against, played with. Now, you know, you're on the same team. Talk about maybe a little bit the fact that you have a bunch of local guys and the pride that maybe you have in playing for the University of Miami.
Yeah, I feel like having a lot of local guys on the team just makes the team, you know, somewhat closer and somewhat, you know, more together because everyone, most of the team's from Miami. So when you go out in the home games, it's personal. You know, it's a lot of family members out there from almost 80% of our team. There's a lot of people out there, like, for us. And then you growing up, you know, probably almost everybody on the team has been to a Miami Hurricane game. So now you're able to play, and it just makes that feel a little better. And everybody especially, you know, cracks those jokes about high school and who won and who beat who and stuff like that. So it makes it a little more fun.
Tell us how Jabari Ishmael's doing. He went to Christopher Columbus or Columbus High School as well. Tell us how he's adapting.
Yeah, Jabari, that's my boy, you know, since high school. So he's kind of in the same boat as LT, you know, just picking up the plays, just learning the play calls and just learning. It's all a process. He just keeps learning. But he's been getting better as well. His pass rush, he's going to be a really good – he's going to be a really good player as well.
How was it, you know, Elijah, a lot of people talked about improving the tackling and all those things. Maybe take us inside the trenches on Saturday. What was it like trying to contain their running back, Kenneth Walker, number 9? He was a pretty slick runner.
Yeah, we knew going in it was going to be a tough job. They love to run the ball, and they love to give him the ball, you know. He was a very good back, you know. I say it was more on us just missing tackles and stopping our feet and things like that more than it was them. But, you know, I'll give them credit. He broke tackles and he did what he had to do.
Can Hurricane fans expect an improvement this week, from last week to this week? And what's going to be the difference when you guys take the field on Saturday?
I mean, not really much to talk about except just us being a physical team, just being a more physical team every week. Just what we talk about, just being physical. Starts from the trenches, from linebackers, the running backs, the receivers, safeties, corners. Just be physical. Just leave no doubt in everybody's mind that we're the more physical team out there. And that's going to take care of a lot of problems.
You have some guys that you're working with on the line, both inside and out, but in particular, out there defensive end, you had Jafari Harvey on one side, DeAndre Johnson, Zach McLeod, Chance Williams. What are you picking up from those guys?
They've been teaching me, you know, techniques, you know, Fari and Dre and Chance and Zach. They are all been helping me with my just my stance and my steps and just helping me see things from the DN position. Even though I played DN, it's a little different now. You know, I was inside for a year and a half and trying to get back used to, you know, coming off the edge and just get back used to even being a two-point stance. I never really played out of a two-point stance before, so that's different too.
When you think of getting into a ball game, share with us about how nice it is to be able to have two or three lines that go in, the ability to rotate through and stay fresh. I know the number they like to get is, you know, anywhere from 30 to 35 reps and how it helps you through the entire ball game.
Yeah, that feels great on the D-line, and that's good for a defense, and that makes it better for the team. So just being able to do that, and that's why we're trying to, you know, being able to add to that list and have 9 to 10 players who can come in and rotate and have everybody in and just learn the plays. And that right there just has more fresh bodies on the field and more bodies as you can send out the O-line. Everybody has their own talents and their own skills, so that'll be good. Just throwing different looks at the offensive line.
Here's my different question for you. How's school going?
School's going great. School's going great.
Probably is pretty good, right? Columbus High School is about 3 miles from the University of Miami, so probably was easy for you to get there. And you like walking around that campus and everything?
Yes, sir. It's a little hot, but yeah. I'm used to it. I've been down here my whole life.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite class?
Only my sports management class.
Yeah, okay. That works.
Only my sports management class.
Yeah, all right. Very good. All right, well, we appreciate you being with us here tonight. We look forward to watching a very long Elijah Roberts career at the University of Miami.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys having me. Have a great night.
Thank you. Take care. All right. Elijah Roberts.
God bless.
Defensive end. Nice kid. Yes, I mean, I watched him today. He's a little bigger than, you know, he's getting big. I don't think – can he outgrow playing outside?
Yes. Yes. And if he does, I mean, sometimes it's hard for them to accept it, right? A player to accept it being a defensive end where it's showtime, right? But if you're a defensive end and you're a very good athlete, and you're able to get big enough and strong enough to bounce inside, you go from being a very good athlete or a good athlete on the outside to a superior athlete on the inside when you start comparing those guys. And if you can get inside, that's tough. It's a big difference physically. But if you can go in there and be a great athlete, it's a big advantage.
Do you remember the Florida State game of 2016?
Joe? I don't remember what I had for lunch today.
The Florida State game of 2016.
Give me a hint and I'll help you.
At the end of the game, Badgley's extra point was blocked. It was – I hold that game up. It was Coach Rick's first year. Defensively, I hold that game up as – to me, that's the poster child of what you want to be defensively.
Right.
Because Miami that night tortured DeAndre Francois. That was one of the hardest hitting games.
Yes,
it went both ways. I think Kaya got his tooth knocked out. Was that the game we got his tooth knocked out? I can't remember, but I do remember that Miami really hit hard in that game.
Yeah, that was you know how I know I remember it because Francois impressed me.
He did
on
yes.
how yeah. physical, how much of a physical beating he could take. And keep on ticking.
That was a fast, furious, hard-hitting game, physical game. And there have been more since then, but that game just always stays in my head.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, you want to get back to being that physical team, put that video on.
But the video helps because it'll show you what it's supposed to look like. But you have to do it every day. I think that I really believe that. I believe that.
Now I'm pretty sure Dalvin Cook probably tortured Miami in that game too. But
well, I don't think it's something you turn on. I think it's a learned habit that intensity level has to be at a very, very high level, and you've got to challenge yourself every single day at that practice and just keep pushing it and keep pushing it and keep pushing it. And if you go about it the same way every time. It doesn't work. You've got to be pushed physically and mentally every single day on that field.
I'll tell you what's put salt in the wound of the tackling issue for me.
Tell me.
It's been the other team tackling Miami. Alabama and Michigan State in particular. Hmm. There have been plays that looked like they were going to pop.
Well,
and they did a really good job of containing those plays. Now, I'm not telling you that Miami would have changed the game against Alabama. But there were plays in the open field where Alabama made really nice one-on-one tackles. Same with Michigan State.
Well, was it – you've got Harris, running back. He was a step away from breaking a long, long, long run. I mean, he just got grabbed at the last second. And you're right. I mean, there has been some plays where you're a shoestring away from making something big happen.
Where the opponent has kind of out-tackled Miami, right? So that's add salt to the wound. They've got 10 days, 14 days to figure it out. This is not the threat. The threat is Virginia and their quarterback, which we can talk about for the next 14 days. He might be the best quarterback in the conference.
You know, I wouldn't disagree.
Everybody dismissed him.
Is he not leading the country in yards?
Well,
I think he threw for
500 yards against Carolina, 385 in the first half.
Nobody's done that every game. I mean, I think he's right around 500 yards every single game.
They've taken on a different personality where they don't run the ball anymore. You know, for a long time they were a tight end running back offense.
Correct. Three tight ends.
Now you got Steve Young back there. He can run a little bit, but he is chucking the ball down the field for big plays.
You can say what you want about which conference is this or which conference is that. That North Carolina-Virginia game was outstanding.
It was a real 59-39.
Right, 59-39. And then you have Sam Howell in the second half. It was five drives, five touchdowns. And the kid rushed for 112.
Yeah.
Think about that.
So Miami wants to turn their season around. That's a good place to start. Virginia and Carolina.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's it right there.
I'm with you.
And you're going to go up against the two best quarterbacks, not only in this conference, but probably, I don't know where Armstrong would fit in the country, but I knew last year when they came into town and he was questionable to play that night, and I looked out my binoculars and went, oh, crap. You could tell right away. One, he was going to play, and two, I was watching him throw spirals down the field.
Where did he come from, though? There was a story behind him, right? I forget where he came from, and I'll look that up. But he's a very, very talented player and athletic. Well, I thought I'd never forget his name. I mean, they've had back-to-back quarterbacks.
Right. They had the running quarterback, right. Perkins.
Yeah, Bryce Perkins, wasn't it? Right. I think it was Bryce Perkins. They had back-to-back quarterbacks that have been unbelievable to score like that. And, I mean, they would make you alter your entire defense.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.